Welcome to the Boxing Business and Life Motivational Podcast. This podcast is to help ignite your motivation and improve your mindset to ensure you wake up, get up, and turn up every single day. If you want to follow our boxing journey, check us out on Instagram and Facebook, Wimborne Pro Am Boxing. If you want to follow my individual journey, check me out on Instagram, Dave Rimmer. Right, let's jump in. Hey team, today's podcast, we are looking at haters. Now, I'm sure most of us listening right now have been a victim, should we say, of having a hater or two. And it doesn't matter what you do in life, whether it be in your sport or in business, you are going to get haters. Now, the worrying thing for me is those that may be not as confident, or those that maybe just are starting out on their journey, whether that's in sport or business, can be really affected by what the haters say and what they write and what they post. And it's a shame because you could have 99 great comments, and then you could get one comment of hate, and it's that one comment that you're always going to remember and you're going to dwell on, and that's just almost human nature. But the further on you go into your career, yeah, the little comments, they might nag at you and eat at you a little bit, but you forget them pretty quickly. And there are certain things that we'll move on to talk about that you can do to make sure that it doesn't really affect you at all. But one thing that we need to be aware of is you're going to get haters. If you are running a business, if you are in a sport, if you're putting yourself out there at all in any way on social media, in the public, you're going to get haters. And it's just now part of life. Too many people are comfortable sitting behind their computers and hating on other people. And the way I see it is haters are hurting. They are hurting. You are obviously doing something that they're not. They're resentful and they are hurting, and they use their hurt and they turn it into hate. And you unfortunately are the person that is hurting them because you're doing well, and the hate is directed towards you. So straight away, what I'd say to do is, if you know you've got someone that hates on you all the time, unfollow them. Simply unfollow them on any social media and just ignore. And I say ignore, it's hard to ignore, but if you unfollow them, you can't see anything that they post. If you're, I don't know, if they're in the same circle as you, just tell the people around you, look, you're not interested in any negative comments. If you see anything online, just don't tell me, I'm cool. And if you can't and don't see it and don't hear it, it's not going to bother you. It's not going to affect you. And that's a great tool. It's so easy now, just unfollow people and unfollow their posts, so they don't affect your life anymore. So just ignore it, walk away, block it, unfollow it. I think the ignoring it and walking away is hard. I think the best thing to do, like I say, unfollow, block, and don't rise to it. Whatever you do, do not rise to it. Do not be the person that bites. Do not be the person that comments. You've got nothing to prove. You are on your journey, and they are literally just, they're not even speed bumps. They're little pebbles in the road. All right, now it's up to you what you choose to do. You can just step over that. You can ignore the pebble and just walk straight over it. Or you can dwell, stop, and make that pebble into a boulder. Okay, so honestly, the best thing to do with people that don't like you because you're successful, because you're doing things they don't, and because they're hurting, best thing to do is take away that stress and unfollow them. Literally, straight away, unfollow them. You just don't need that in your life. So why do people hate on you? That is the question. Well, obviously you're doing well at what you are doing, but you're doing well because you followed a certain path. Maybe you think outside the box. Maybe you do things differently to other people. Maybe you are very active on social media and it portrays you having an interesting life. It shows that people that respect you, care for you, that you're progressing. And maybe the people that are hating on you believe that they deserve what you've got. But life ain't going to give you what you deserve. Life's going to give you what you work for. You've got to pay your dues, and you've You've got to do what successful people do to become successful. Sitting, this is what winds me up, is I see other people slating other people. And to me, it just shows jealousy. Look, if those other people weren't good at what they were doing, then they would have, they'd be out of business now. They wouldn't be in their sport now. Do you know what I mean? It's just, well, the way I see it is, I can't get what they've got, or at least I'm not willing to work for it. So I'm going to hate on them and hope that my little lines, my little comments will gather enough momentum that will put them out of business or we'll take them out of the sport. Well, I'm afraid you've got to where you've got because you're strong, because you're motivated, because you're bold, because you've been dedicated. And no one's comments, no one's thoughts should ever put you off where you're destined to be. So you're going to attract attention. The majority of it will be good attention. It will. Just keep going down that path. Keep following what you believe in, and you will attract good attention. But with all attention, you do get a couple of negative people that want what you've got and can't get there, don't understand how, or just aren't willing to put the graft in themselves. So they're going to try and pull you down. So stay strong, stay determined, stay dedicated to your cause. Stand up for what you believe in, but do not take to social media. Do not rise to the comments. And do not start a shouting match across the social media channels. You've got nothing to prove. The results that you are producing, that is your argument. That is your comeback. All right? People are watching all the time what you're doing. You go on a social media and be negative, you could come across as a negative person, and you're no good. You're just as good as the haters then. So how about you take a step back? If you see anything, ignore it. It's cool. It's going to happen. Just know that you're doing things right. They do say if you've got haters, you're on the right path. And yeah, I believe that. So don't rise to it and do not let it stop you. Haters are going to exist every step of every single journey. Go with it. Use it as motivation. Keep producing and keep aiming for the stars, team. And do not let these haters pull you down. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I'm sure it probably resonated with a lot of people because we've all been there, if not going through it right now. But it is what it is. Haters are going to hate. We're going to keep creating. We're going to keep making. And we're going to keep being successful. Take care, guys. I'll speak to you soon.